Land of Dreams.
Take the trip with us
on Radio SI.
So who's the crow?
The crow's my father. And the reason why he's the crow is because in Australian slang, South Australians are supposed to be so poor they can only afford to eat crows. So South Australians are known as crow eaters. So in the camp in Maribor in the 1940s, he was the only South Australian. So therefore he was the crow eater, which then became the crow.
And you are the son of the crow?
I am the son of the crow. I am one of the sons of the crow. Okay. There are two sons of the crow and a daughter. G'day, Neil Church is here from Melbourne, Australia.
Okay. Age?
Nearly 59.
Okay, so Neil, how long have you been in Slovenia now?
This trip, I've been here for a month.
How many hotels, how many places?
Haven't stayed in any hotels. I've done Airbnbs and staying in people's houses.
Nice.
So I've experienced Slovenia at the domestic level, which has been just wonderful.
It's even better.
Yes, absolutely. I fix anything with an Apple logo on it, an Apple computer, an iPhone, an iPad, Apple TV. That's what I do. I've been doing it for 30 years.
But that's not why you're here, though.
No. Why I'm here is my father was a prisoner of war.
The crow.
The crow, yes. The crow was captured in Greece, an Australian soldier, transported by train up here to Maribor and sent out on work parties across the border into what is now Austria and out eventually to the railway line at Ožbolt. And from there, he escaped.
Okay, so your father was a prisoner of war?
Yep, 41 to 44.
And he spent all those years in Slovenia?
He spent all those years in Maribor, yes.
And then what followed was the Great Escape, right?
The greatest escape of the 20th century. The film, Steve McQueen's film, The Great Escape, yes, 75 people actually got out. 3 made it back to England. 50 were shot.
And in your father's case?
My father's case, 7 originally escaped. He then decided that wasn't good enough, then went back and became an escape of 100, and all 100 got out. So a complete escape of everybody. There are a range of organisations in Slovenia that have already retraced the route of the crow's journey. And this is a society called the Vranovlet Society. Vranovlet in Slovenian, the crow's flight in English. So they have marked 90% of the trail. My interest is in getting the trail known internationally and getting people to come and walk the trail. Not just because it's the route of the greatest escape, but simply because it's a spectacularly beautiful country surrounded by amazingly warm and hospitable people who will cook you fantastic food and take care of you. And so if you come and walk the trail, then you'll find out the story. But come and walk the trail first.
And you've walked the trail how many times?
Oh, I'm not fit enough to walk the trail yet. The song is The Beatles' With a Little Help from My Friends. And the reason I've chosen it is because that's exactly how my father felt about the partisans, from the beginnings of friendship to strong, lasting friendships that have now existed through generations.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing.
You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Neil Churches, an Australian in Slovenia.
Well, because Dad enjoyed coming back to Slovenia, he came back five times. Okay. Yes, he came back five times. And he was always very proud to have been associated with the partisans because they saved his life and the life of everybody else in the camp who escaped with him. All of a sudden, every month we would go out to the Triglav Club in Sydney. So the Slovenian culture entered my life in 1972 when I was about 14, okay? So coming to Slovenia the first time in 2014 for the 70th anniversary was a little taste of, oh, this is possibly a second home. I felt that, yes.
And did your father speak about Slovenia?
Constantly. Constantly admiring the generosity of the ordinary Slovenians who basically fed him and the partisans, but particularly him and his 100 prisoners. So these are people who are out in the country working their farms, and 150 people will turn up in the evening and need to be fed, and they did it. Right? And this is over a period of 14 days, 350 kilometres from the north to the south of Slovenia, the long way, the long highway around to avoid all the Germans. And there was no question, these people just offered to help with what they had. And so Dad was constantly amazed and grateful for that. And then he would talk about not just that generosity, but the warmth and the humour of the people.
And then when he painted this picture to you as a child, and then when you came here for the first time, did you see things that way, or did things turn out to be different, or?
Well, you obviously quite often see things that you want to see, but all the positive aspects of Slovenian culture and all the things that Dad described were absolutely what I expected. There were, in fact, he'd underplayed it a little bit, so.
Okay. The show is called The Land of Dreams, and your father, when he was here, he had this dream of becoming free again and escaping back home. How do you fit in here?
Well, you know, Slovenia is the land of dreams because it's, on one level, it's everything Australia is not. Australia is big and dry and crowded in its, the cities are where the majority of people live, whereas Slovenia is small, green, and dispersed, not just in the cities. And you have so much scenery packed into one small area, whereas in Australia you have to, we've got lots of fantastic scenery, but it's a long journey from one spot to another. Yeah, there's the land of dreams both for my father and for me, yeah.
So you will keep coming back here, it's...
No, Slovenia's the best type of drug there is. It's positive and reaffirming and life rebalancing. It's the best type of pharmaceutical.
Do you have a train to catch to Ljubljana right now?
I have a train to catch, yes. Thank you very much.
Land of Dreams.
Only on Radio SI.